contrary to what some might think, showing care and respect for our natural world is not just the prerogative of modern-day environmentalists within the church. If we look back to the medieval age or even earlier, there are several prominent examples of churchmen who loved and respected God's creation. Among them was Peter Celestine V, the 13th century hermit who became Pope, whose feast day we mark this week. Listen to this reflection by George Fasocco, an expert on medieval religious culture at Bristol University. He explores the figure of Celestine V and notes how many of his concerns about the environment are still relevant today.
I have devoted some time to studying and teaching the Christian Middle Ages. I was born and raised in a large Canadian city. My parents had moved there from Italy, and when I was 5 years old, they took me to their native village for a visit. So different from the flat and sterile suburbs I had known until then. I shall never forget how enchanting I found the smells, the sounds, and the sights of a rural idyll amidst Italy's tallest mountains. In the distance, across fields of grain and pastureland filled with sheep and goats, I could see a speck of a building on the rocky slope of the mountain. I was told this had been the hermitage of a 13th century saint, Peter of the Morone, who lived as a hermit in the area for 60 years until he was unexpectedly elected as Pope Celestine V. Later, I discovered that not long after Peter began to live as a hermit in this place, he felt he had to move. I asked myself, why would a hermit move from such an isolated, glorious place? I found the answer in his autobiography, where it says why he moved. Because all the woods around this place had been destroyed and cultivated by people. This intrigued me. What seemed to me to have been always naturally barren had, in fact, once been truly green. Now, if Peter thought the natural qualities of his valley were being ruined by people back in the 13th century, what would he think now? The valley, once an important agricultural center, is now slowly filling up with factories, some as large as a stadium. One of these factories, belching smoke every hour of every day, now almost blocks the sight of Peter's hermitage from my parents' village. This saddens me terribly. Yet, there is hope. A national park has been created there, and trees are being planted all over the mountainside. What I had always known as a barren and rocky place is, very slowly but surely, becoming green again after a millennium of abuse. Perhaps, if he were alive today, Peter could move back here, just as he did late in his lifetime. Peter of the Morone shared his century with a much more famous person, Saint Francis of Assisi. Many of us forget that Francis spent much of his time living in mountain caves, just like Peter. Today, Francis's love of nature is best known through his preaching to the birds, who obeyed his request that they pause and listen to the teachings of the gospel. But as Pope John Paul II said in 1979, when he declared Francis as the patron saint of ecology, Francis was an example of genuine and deep respect for the integrity of creation. He invited all creation, not just the birds, to give honor and praise to the Lord. Francis was not alone. The people of the Middle Ages had a profound respect for the natural and found beauty and solace within it. We often like to think we are superior in every way to our ancestors, but we need to be humble. Pope Benedict XVI echoes the medieval attitude when he says, God's creation is one, and it is good. concerns for justice and peace, and care for our environment are of vital importance for humanity. In saying this, today's Pope, who, let us not forget, has installed solar panels as a power source in Vatican City, is saying what was said and felt by medieval saints Francis and Peter of the Morone. We must not dominate nature, we must share within it. As Pope Benedict preached when he made a pilgrimage to Peter's homeland, in interior silence, in perceiving the Lord's presence, Peter of the Morone developed a lively experience of the beauty of creation, the work of God's hands. He knew its deepest meaning. He respected its signs and rhythms. He used it for what is essential to life. I exhort everyone to feel responsible for their own future and that of others, respecting and caring also for creation, the fruit and the sign of God's love.
And that reflection came from George Fasoco, an expert on medieval religious culture at Bristol University in England.